This is the KPFK Finance Committee. It is June 22nd, 4 o'clock. 4:04, and I'm going to take the roll. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron. Alan Beek. Fred Blair.
Present.
Sue Cohen-Johnson. Raymond Goldstone.
Here.
Michael Heiss.
Here.
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is here.
Steve Kaiser. Kim Kaufman, that's me. I'm the treasurer and secretary. Michael Novick.
Present.
King Riley. Lawrence Reyes. Janine Roan. Ruth Strauss.
Here.
Beth Von Gunten. John Wenger.
Here.
John Wenger is present.
And I heard Beth. Okay.
You skip Bella DeSoto.
How did that happen? I apologize. Okay, so Bella, you're here.
Thank you. And
Bella,
I would like to be recognized.
No, I haven't called the meeting to order yet. Bella, you're not recognized.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 11 people, so we have quorum. And I am calling the meeting to order. And, Bella, you would like to be recognized?
Yes, thank you. For the record, since we're on the stream now, Doug Barnett classifies as a voting member as of today.
Okay. I didn't hear him say anything at the last meeting, so I can't say Bella, do not interrupt me. I cannot say that that's accurate. I can ask Fred to get the maestro. But if he doesn't show up, then he doesn't show up. I expect that people understand that if they attend a meeting, they should say, I am present at some point if they're not a member and they want to qualify for a membership. So let me ask now, is there anyone on this call who is not currently a member, who is on the call, who would like to be recognized in order to qualify to be a member of this committee?
Madam Chair, this is Bella.
No, Bella, I'm not recognizing you. Is there anyone on this call who would like to be recognized in order to qualify for membership for this finance committee going forward?
I hope you're not referencing me, Doug. I've already spoken to this point.
But we weren't on the stream, and we are in the meeting now. So, Doug, would you like to be recognized as attending this meeting for consideration for membership?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Who else?
Madam Chair.
I heard someone else. Anyone else?
This is Margot. And you might record that my name is there, so in case I decide I do want to join the committee, I will be having credit for one meeting, okay? But I'm not yet sure if I want to become an official member, okay? I just like to observe sometimes. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Bella. May I be recognized?
Okay.
Thank you. Doug Barnett's meetings have been 3 in a row. And he has been heard in 3 meetings, and this is his 3rd attendance. And I want to get that on the record. So he is a voting. He classifies to vote today.
Well, I did not hear him on the last meeting any way, shape, or form. So, no, I cannot say he was at the meeting.
Because I was muted.
Okay, that's fine.
Muted.
Bella, you're done.
I have to clarify. You're not allowing me to clarify this point.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter for membership, doesn't it? Doug Barnett was taken off the call when I was muted.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, the number is all on the website. Bella, the number to call in is on the website. I really suspect that Doug Barnett knows how to find that, and you could have told him. He knows how to speak up when he wants to, like he just did. I am sorry. I cannot recognize someone who I have no knowledge of them being on this call last time. I'm moving the agenda. Can I get
Hello,
a
Hello, Lawrence here. Lawrence is present. Sorry.
Okay, Lawrence. Thank you. Can I get a timekeeper for this meeting?
Yeah, guess who?
Thank you.
We're done by 6. Yes.
Yep, that's time certain for 6 o'clock. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Excuse me, Kim, what do you want the time parameters?
2 minutes per speaker.
Got it.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. Any additions? Any comments?
Bella, I would like to be recognized.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm very concerned over the issue of membership of this committee. Doug Barnett, this is the 3rd meeting in a row. People take the time and the commitment to attend a particular committee, they should be acknowledged and honored, not given a whole bunch of arguments, right? So I would like to stress that Doug Barnett is the voting member as of today.
I don't agree, Bella, and that's it. You know, I have no record of him being on the call. He knows how to speak up and say he is on the call. I'm sorry, Betty. You'd say we should acknowledge people. I would love to acknowledge people, but they have to let me know they are present. Period. I'm not considering
could,
this any further.
Beth requests the floor.
Could Fred
okay.
be recognized?
Okay, I hear Beth and Fred. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes.
I would like to suggest that there's a simple way to settle this so that it doesn't just come down to the conflict of two wills. There should be a recording of the last meeting, and if anyone, Bella or Doug or anyone, can find an audio clip of a point where Doug was heard, that's what it takes. By California law, that's what it takes for someone to be legally present and acknowledged in a meeting. They have to be audible to everyone else. And so it's a simple process to prove that. If Bella or Doug or anyone else can come up with that, then I can't imagine that the committee wouldn't acknowledge that. So
correct.
I would like to propose that we pursue.
I listened to the meeting 2 days ago, Beth. Yes, in the second. I listened to the whole meeting 2 days ago in order to do the minutes, and I did not hear him ever at all. So, yes, I agree with you, Beth, and I've already done that 2 days ago, so my memory is fresh. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes. A person should also announce at a meeting that they want to become a member of the committee. Not only should they announce their presence, but they should announce that they want to become a member of the committee. I do remember hearing Doug, I don't know if it was the last meeting or 2 months ago, we do have electronic attendance records for the committee, but it's not those electronic attendance records are not good enough. People should announce that they want to become members of the committee and be recorded for quorum purposes. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Bella. I would like to be recognized finally to clear
you
this
can
out.
Be, Bella, you can be recognized after I speak. Fred,
okay.
I marked Doug down 2 meetings ago on my spreadsheet. So it was 2 meetings ago that he was here. He announced himself, and I marked him as present.
But I'm here,
Bella.
By the way.
But he did not announce that he wanted to be a member of the committee.
I don't know. I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
He was here.
Ruth to the stack. Thank you.
I'm here, by the way.
I heard you, Sue, and I said I heard you. Thank
you. I'm sorry, didn't hear it.
Okay. I have 2 more people I would like. Can you say your name again, Sue, so I can mark you here?
Sue Cohen Johnson is here.
Okay, got it right there. Okay. See,
thanks.
When I can name people on the panel, then we can have a record. Who else has joined this meeting that has not?
Lawrence Reyes, Kim. Lawrence Reyes.
Okay, so that's Lawrence right there. Okay, anyone else?
I just said Ruth to the stack, but you already had
okay.
me then.
Yeah, so I have 3 people who are on this call who are unidentified and do not want to identify themselves. So, okay, who's on the stack? I have Ruth, and I have Bella, and was somebody else? Was somebody else?
Dave Johnson. Dave Johnson.
Okay. Go ahead, Ruth.
I just wanted to say that, you know, without trying to get into too much contention, everybody on this committee, especially people who have been with the station for more than a decade, knows that somebody has to announce if they're present, if their name isn't called during the roll. So I'm in support of what you are saying, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. Go ahead, Bella. Bella, and with somebody else.
Kim McCord here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Bella. Am I being recognized?
Yes, you're on the stack, and I just recognized you. Go ahead.
Okay, good, because there's a lot of noise back and forth. So before you said that there was no record of Doug attending the meeting, then finally you said you have a record of 2 meetings. He actually has attended 4 meetings for the record. In 1 meeting, he was muted. He was removed because you muted me. He was using my code because the codes are not posted at KPFTX in time enough for the public to be aware of what is going on. And I have complained about this so many times, I've given up. And Doug announced that, made that complaint as well. And many people would like to be on this committee, but they have no way of getting in. They have no idea. There is nothing posted until the very last minute before the meeting is on. And that is not the way to run a meeting, which needs public notice. So I would like for us to acknowledge Doug Barnett as a voting member as of today. Thank you.
Dave Johnson.
Thank you, Chair. I had a question about the agenda.
Well, we're not on there yet.
Oh, I thought you asked a minute ago. Okay, I'll wait till we're there.
I did, and
I'll wait.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Does anyone want to weigh in on what to do about this? I'm not, you know, I'm not agreeing to that somebody was here at the last meeting when I have no knowledge of that person being here.
Bruce to the stack.
John Wenger into the queue too.
Okay.
And Lawrence to the statute.
All right. Okay, go ahead, Ruth.
I was just going to say that, you know, regardless of the fact that Bella was muted during that, that happened well into the meeting. So an announcement of Doug's presence could have been made prior to that time. Thank you.
I agree with you, Ruth. Thank you. Wenger, go ahead.
Yeah, Kim, I support your position. The logic is this, that the basically we've had this contention going on for essentially half a year now about who's a member of the committee. And so people are recruiting people such as Doug Barnett, hi Doug, to join the committee. And it's not a secret, you know, this is Doug's a veteran, 10 years more experience than I have or so. It's on KPTX. I heard Doug 2 months ago. I didn't hear him last month. If he doesn't speak up, and also if he doesn't speak up, and if he's on piggybacking on somebody else's call, Bella brings in two or three extra people there, and then she gets cut off and they suffer. Bella should stop doing that because her hitchhikers are being dumped to the curb. So I'm sorry, people. Introduce yourselves, even if you have to interrupt and piss off Kim. Interrupt yourself, get your name in the thing there, become a matter of record, and then the audio recording supports your case. Be logical. I'm done.
Thank you. Go ahead, Lawrence.
My question to you, Chair. Have you already, have you dotted your I's and crossed your T's in regards to Doug? Have you listened to the recordings? Have you reviewed anything, any other platforms? That this meeting is streamed on. This way, I could inform my vote if there is going to be a vote on this in regards to Doug Barnett.
Yes, I spoke. I said maybe before you got here that I listened to last month's meeting just like 2 days ago in order to, you know, complete the minutes, and I did not hear his voice anywhere in that. And, you know, Bella has email, Doug has email. If she's not on the call, she can send him the phone number. Hey, call this number and log in. He knows how to announce himself. Anyways, let's just take a vote, people.
Dan McCrory here, by the way.
Pardon me?
Dan McCrory here.
Dan, you're really not allowed to be on this call. You can listen on the stream, but you're on the CAB. And this is like, you know, CAB people are not supposed to participate in governance meetings.
That is wrong. Point of order.
I'm not taking a point of order from Serene, from another station.
A point of order from Bella DeSoto, point of order from Bella DeSoto. This is a public meeting. You can't tell anyone, not a CAB member, not somebody from Mars, whatever. You can't tell them they can't be on the call.
He can listen on the stream. We're streaming it, Serene. We're not making it
on
secret.
The call.
That's fine, but it can't be considered for membership. And that is the topic of discussion right now.
This is not an issue of membership, Kim.
Oh, my God.
Who's next on the stack?
Nobody is next on the stack.
This is Grace on the point of order.
Goldstone to the stack.
I'm on the stack. This is Beth. I asked to be on the stack minutes ago, and I've been waiting.
Oh, well, I heard you when I called on you. I haven't heard you since then. If you're on the stack, please go ahead. Bella, well, Grace has a point of order. Then I heard Bella,
okay.
And then I heard, no, not Bella, Beth and Raymond.
Okay.
Bella, what's the point of order?
This is Grace with a point of order. I believe
I raised a point of order before you, Grace.
No, you didn't, Bella. We already responded
to
it. Okay. I'm taking Grace.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. The proper way to handle this is, Kim, you made a ruling, basically, and then if somebody wants to challenge the ruling, they can challenge the ruling of the chair. There is some limited debate, and then it goes to a vote.
Okay.
So why don't we just do it exactly per Robert's rules?
Yeah. Okay.
Bella DeSoto challenges the chair, the ruling of the chair.
Is there a second?
It doesn't require a second in committee.
For a challenge, it does.
Chair, for the sake of discussion, I second.
Okay. Okay, I get to speak first and last. I never heard one word from Doug Barnett at the last meeting, And he's not a beginner. He knows how to do this. So I can't write down that he attended when I never heard his voice. Okay, Beth, do you still want to speak? And then Raymond?
And Bella to the staff.
Yes, I do want to speak. I've already cited the objective third-party standard of using a record, the bail recording from last meeting. If anyone wants to dispute your ruling that you don't have enough evidence to recognize Doug yet as a member, then they can produce that evidence from that recording. That avenue is open to anyone who wants to pursue it. I know Bella and Doug have identified themselves as interested in this. I would point out that it's Bella and her supporters who refused to recognize my presence at last year's April meeting, even though I didn't say anything, but I was recorded on the login for that meeting, on the Maestro call login. I'm recorded as there for all the time. Not that I'm asking you to recognize that now. It's just that's hypocritical to take that position on one person and to take the opposite position on another. Two other technical points. One, Pacifica bylaws does not require anyone to identify themselves or allow us to identify them unless they choose to be identified. So it's not up to any of us to out anybody who does not choose to identify themselves. And regarding the participation in committee meetings by people who are involved in the CAB, the LSB has already weighed in on this. There's nothing in the bylaws to prevent this. The bylaws prevent CAB members from being elected to the LSB. This is not the LSB, and it's open to members, to participants who are not members of the LSB. So I don't see anything to prevent the participation of someone who's involved with the CAB. And I think that's my list for the moment, so thanks. I'll sit down.
Okay, Raymond, go ahead.
And Lawrence to the statue.
And Mike Milovic.
All right. Go ahead, Raymond.
Thank you. I believe, if you recall, I made a motion to approve the agenda.
Yes. You're right.
Anyone object?
And this came up, so here we are. Raymond, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do about this.
Well, I move again to approve the agenda.
I think we're in the middle of...
Are there any objections?
Beth?
Point of order, Chair?
No. Beth does not have the floor. I am responding to Raymond that we are in the middle of a challenge and we're going to take a vote and then we're going to move on back to the agenda.
There is Ms. Stack.
I'm well aware of that, Bella. And you just interrupted without being recognized. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. So the discussion on the point of order is the point of order that Grace made in regards to the situation with Doug Barnett, right? It's not in regards to people from the CAB or people from the public attending the meeting. Is
correct.
That
correct?
Okay. That's all I needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Novert.
Yeah, I think at the governance committee, Kim, you pointed out that we should at the beginning of every meeting do what you did at this one, which is ask if there's anyone present who wants to have their membership or their attendance noted, whether they, you know, I think whether they intend to be members or not, but definitely if they intend to apply for membership. So, you know, I think that's been an oversight in a couple of committees, and we should rectify that. I agree with the points that Beth made with the relevance of this particular discussion. I think people from the CAB have the right to participate, and I think the public that is participating without being identified should not be identified.
All right, any other discussion? Are we ready to vote?
Bella's on the stack.
Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. So, unfortunately, as Doug illustrated earlier, that this committee makes it very difficult for the public to know how to connect with this committee has always been kept as a secret. And only at the last minute before the meeting, it is posted at KPFTX. I have complained many times for a very long time about this. Doug Barnett spoke out very clearly that this is against FCC rules. It is also against Robert's rules and our bylaws. And for that reason, I have been compelled to give my private code at different locations to different people to call in because a public number was not made available. Okay? So, Doug Barnett was taken off the call on May 25th as a result of me being muted, which I was also muted illegally, and the recording points to that. But that's another story, right? So there you have it. He has attended 4 meetings, and you are now arguing with the public members that want to be on this.
Michael, are you timing?
Yes.
And they want to participate. You cannot argue with the public to participate or not participate. You yourself made that comment at the recent LSB meeting. Okay, thank you.
Anyone else, or are we ready for a vote? Okay, well, I get to speak last. Wait. I'm just going to say, will somebody want to speak?
I just Margo saying, I think the participation
Margo, we're taking members of the committee right now. Oh. Thank you.
I was just saying, voting is different than being...
We're taking members of the committee right now because we're going to a vote. Thank you. I just want to say, Steve Kaiser,
I just joined the event.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I have a record of Doug Barnett being on 1 meeting, 2 meetings ago, where he spoke up and said he was on there on the call, and I put his name on the maestro. So I don't know what happened last time. So who wants to vote to uphold my ruling that Doug is not yet eligible to be a member? Grace, how do you vote?
I vote yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Thank you. Ken, Aaron, are you here? Alan Beek, are you here? Fred Blair?
I'm present and I vote yes.
Sue Cohen-Johnson? Okay, I'll come back. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes to uphold.
Michael Heiss?
Yes to uphold.
Dave Johnson?
Yes to uphold.
Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman, that's me. I vote yes. Michael Novick?
Abstain.
King Riley? Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Janine Roan? Ruth Strauss?
Yes to uphold.
Thank you. Beth Von Gunten?
Yes to uphold.
John Wenger?
Yes to uphold. 10-1 with abstentions.
Okay, so there we go. Moving on to the agenda.
Sue Cohen-Johnson abstains.
All right.
Point of order. I could not understand what Michael Novick said. Thank you.
I couldn't either.
Did he say something?
No, a couple of minutes ago in the discussion.
I said that at the committee meeting, Kim raised the idea that at every meeting, the chair should ask at the beginning of the meeting if there's anyone who's interested in having their attendance noted who is not currently on the roster of the committee. And I think that that should be the policy that's followed, and not doing it, as we haven't done very consistently at a couple of the committees. And I think it was Kim who raised it at governance. So I think we need to do that consistently, and then we won't have these problems.
All right, thank Raymond. So we're approving the agenda. Yeah, go ahead, Raymond.
You did indeed request of those listening on the call to identify themselves and indicate whether they wish to be a member, to which there were replies. I believe the agenda is good, and I move its approval.
Okay, thank you.
Dave Johnson, please.
Go ahead, Dave.
I had a question about the agenda.
Okay.
It's obviously stated, but do I understand that we do not have any financial documents and we will not be hearing from anyone from NEDA?
Correct. We don't have no new financial documents from the last meeting, so we don't have any new ones.
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto, may I be recognized?
Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. So I would like, first of all, to have the tally for the stream, the tally of the vote, and then I would like to let the body know that there have been two audit committee meetings canceled. We have had
Bella, this is off topic.
Please do not interrupt me. I have the floor.
We're off topic. The agenda is approval of the agenda.
The agenda has been approved.
I can't hear you.
The agenda has been approved.
I'm asking for any amendments to the agenda before we make a final approval. Is there anyone who has any amendments for the agenda?
I have amendments. I would like to amend.
Bella, you're not recognized. Are there any amendments to the agenda? If not, Bella, do you have an amendment to the agenda? Bella, do you have an amendment for the agenda?
Yes, I have an amendment to the agenda. I have an amendment to your motion regarding fundraising.
You cannot make an amendment to a motion that's on the agenda, Bella.
And why not?
Because we'll deal with it when we get there. Okay, so are there any objections to approving the agenda and moving on?
I would like to add to the agenda then. And the addition has to do with us shifting immediately to the Zoom environment.
Okay, that's out of order, Bella.
What do you mean it's out of order?
We're not shifting anything.
This is an addition to the motion on the agenda. This is the time to do it.
No, it is not. When we get to the motion, it is time to do it. Come on, people. Really? You don't know how to, make an agenda? Okay, so are there any objections to approving this agenda? And let's move on. We've been at this at 35 minutes already. Come on, people. I hear no objections to the agenda. It's approved. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Raymond Goldstone moves to approve.
Can we get the tally of the vote, Madam Chair, as I requested?
What tally?
Tally of the vote that was just taken.
We already announced it. It was 10 yes, 1 no, and 3 abstentions.
Thank you.
Okay. Raymond, move to approve the minutes. Any corrections?
Bella, object.
Do you have any corrections?
Yes, quite a few. The audio recording, the audio recording tells a very different story than
wait, wait. People, can you mute if you're not speaking? What? Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, the audio recording tells a very different story how I was muted with only one warning.
Okay. Well, as I said, I just listened to it, and
yeah,
I wrote it down exactly. So,
yeah, and that is wrong. I downloaded the audio as soon as it was posted.
Okay. Well, I listened to it 2 days ago, and I wrote it down exactly. At any rate, any other corrections to the minutes? Okay. Any objections to approving the minutes?
Bella objects.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. The latest on the fund drive is going on for 20 days as of last night.
Madam Chair, can you read the agenda, please, for the audio stream?
Bella, this is a warning. You need to be recognized, and you need to not interrupt the chair who is speaking. Started on June 2nd. As of yesterday, it was 20 days. As of last night, we had raised $106,658. And that comes out to about an average of $5,332 a day. And that's it. My understanding is they're going to run it through July 3rd. So it's going to go through the July 4th weekend. And Julia, we did pay payroll. Julia thought that this month we're a little behind on health bennies, and we'd be able to catch up on the health bennies and pay the next one and make payroll at the end of this month. The electric bill doesn't come until like maybe the second week of July. So we have that little breath, but it is still every day is a nail biter. And I don't know how we're going to get through July. I think a lot of people don't know how we're going to get through July. So that's it for the fund drive update. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, this is Mike Heiss.
Okay.
This is Dave.
Kim, there was something in one of the numerous back and forth emails that we get 42 times a day, in one of the summaries where it said there was a $30,000 walk-in. Is that reflected in the hundred and whatever thousand that you, that you mentioned? Because it will be good to know that, because then if you take that out, that will give us a clearer picture of the results of the fund drive from, you know, listeners, X that one piece.
Right. My understanding of this is not included. And I'm thinking that maybe that 30K was actually 23K. I don't know yet. But no, that is not included. That is separate.
Thank you. And just to go one step down from that, when the fund drive is over, is it possible that whoever keeps these records can give us a net income for the amount raised less the amount not pledges not made good on, less the cost of the premiums, so we have a bottom line net for the results of the fund drive?
Well, we can do part of that, and we'll see what we can do.
Thanks.
Bella, to the stats, please.
I heard Dave Johnson.
Yeah, Kim, thank you. I had a little technical problem on my end here. Could you just repeat those fund drive stats that you started out with, the day it started, how much we've raised, number of days, please?
Yeah.
Sorry.
We started June 7th, fine. June 2nd, and as of last night, the 21st, 20 days, we had raised $106,658. And by my, calculations, it is $5,332 per day. And as of this afternoon, it was $109,888. So we've raised about $3,000, as of 3 o'clock today.
Thank you.
Sure. I heard Bella.
Yes. Is there a reason why you are not submitting a physical report on all these numbers of the business manager? At least he would do that. So is there a reason why we're not getting any physical report? And especially since we're not going to be hearing from the Julia Kennard.
Yeah, I gave you three numbers. I didn't think about that it needed to be written. And these are not final numbers anyways. It's an update.
Ali Lex has submitted a numbers to the Program Oversight Committee. They don't seem to jive with it.
Right.
And
right.
There was no time window for that.
Okay, well, at the end of the drive, you'll get my complete numbers, and until then, all we have is what we have.
How many days, please?
I already said that I think it's going through July 3rd.
From which day?
June 2nd.
Okay.
It's Margo here. I have to leave. I hope you get some work done. My birthday will be the next meeting, so I hope it's a good celebration. And I wanted to just make a clear point.
Oh, my God.
Being formal, is the numbers reported just the amount of the pledges, or is it the actual amount of money that actually came in the station?
It's the pledges, Margo. It is the pledges.
Okay, thank you. I'll go to another meeting, and I'll hope you get some business done today.
Yeah, me too. Okay, any other questions, or shall we move on? Okay. So, unfinished business. The motion, I should date these things to see how long they're on here, but it's been on for a while. This, I'll read it for everyone. Policy for fundraising events or efforts not initiated by KPFK management or LSB. Whereas the LSB needs to ensure that KPFK is appropriately protected from incurring any legal liability or other potential damages that may occur in fundraising efforts or events not initiated by KPFK management or the LSB. The GM has the ultimate responsibility for this. Therefore, the KPFK GM and the LSB shall be informed about all such fundraising efforts or events, and shall follow these procedures. Shall follow the following procedures. Well, we need a little tweak there. any and all fundraising events or efforts not initiated by KPFK or the LSV that are promoted as being KPFK or Pacifica events, whether promoted on air, on the website, or in any other media distribution technique, or which uses the name of KPFK or Pacifica in any way, shall be pre-approved by KPFK management with review by the LSV. This is to ensure that management can put in place all appropriate insurance policies and other protocols necessary to protect KPFK slash Pacifica. All the events or efforts initiated by individuals, programmers, or committees using the KPFK or Pacifica name shall provide the following information to be reviewed. What kind of event or effort is it? When and where will it occur? Identify who is initiating, organizing, sponsoring, partnering, or otherwise involved in the event or other fundraising event. If it involves a partnership, sponsorship, or some other kind of arrangement with other entities or groups, the details of that arrangement shall be provided for review. There's a budget, it shall be submitted for review, even if expenses are not expected to come from the station. The percentage of the funds raised that will go to KPFK Pacifica and separately to the third party shall be disclosed during the pre-approval process. Provide details on how the cash management policy will be implemented and by who. I attached the cash management policy, which was approved by the KPFK LSB July 20, 2011. Any comments? Any discussion? I'll take a stack.
Bella to the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. So where it says even if the funds are not coming from the station, I object to that since a number of activists historically have spent their money on behalf of the station. You cannot prevent anyone from spending money on behalf of the station. You cannot interfere with that process. That is goodwill, and you have no jurisdiction on that. No one does.
This is
just like someone decided to come in the door and bring in a 30 or 33,000 or 40, 50, whatever the amount of money, that is goodwill for Pacifica KPFK. You cannot, you know, tell people, oh, no, you cannot do that.
I think I heard Beth.
Yes. It's standard for nonprofits to have a gift reception policy in place. I don't know that Pacifica does, but it's exactly this kind of thing that policy would address, because it's really not acceptable for anyone out there to be free to say whatever they want to about what they're doing and say that it's for the sake of Pacifica when Pacifica hasn't agreed to that. There are lots of case examples that can be cited for this kind of a policy. I don't know that we have a policy like that in place. I'm not sure that this would cover all the bases of a freestanding policy like that, but clearly we need one. One good example is that I, for instance, I know of someone who tried to donate significant property to a college with the understanding that they would then develop it as another campus. And there was no way to do that because there was no water to the property. And so what the college wanted to do with it was to sell it, and she wouldn't agree, the donor wouldn't agree to that. And so they were at loggerheads, and she thought she would just donate it anyway, but that would have left them with a tax obligation. And so organizations need to be in a position to control what other people say they do on their behalf. And I would have to look at this policy in greater detail to know whether this is adequate or not, but I recognize the need for that and the attempt to address that need. So I don't think it's accurate to say that anybody can do anything and say that it's on behalf of Pacifica. Thank you.
Raymond to the stack.
Go ahead, Raymond.
If I may, Beth, are you arguing against this motion or that it may not have covered all the bases?
Good question. I haven't gotten to examine this policy in great enough detail to know whether it's whether I would find it sufficient or not. I was arguing against the position that Bella took, that anyone could do anything and say that it was on behalf of Pacifica, and that Pacifica would have to accept that. I don't think the law will actually uphold that. But I would need more time with this policy to know whether I can support it or not. Thank you.
Bella, to the stack, please.
Raymond, is that all?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken?
Yeah, can you hear me? This is Serene for the stack.
Serene, we're just taking members of this committee right now in our signal area.
I'm a member of the station.
Okay, well, you're not in the signal area.
There's such requirement. That's completely bogus, Kim.
It's in the bylaws, Bella. I mean,
it
Serene.
It is absolutely not.
It absolutely is. Anyways, I'm going to speak. KPF Pacifica has jurisdiction over every way the KPFK and Pacifica's name is used in the public, period. End of story on that. And otherwise, as for gift policy, and as for in-kind policy, this is something the accountants deal with, but they have to be informed that we have received in-kind gifts. That's an IRS matter and should be turned over to NEDA. Anyone else?
Bella has been on the stack.
Go ahead, Bella.
I object how you are treating the public. The public has to have space to speak, and you have to designate the time and the space for the public to also interact with this body. And you are making it impossible for the public to do so. So I object how you are treating the public. And once again, regarding what I mentioned before, we should return, decline that gift of $30,000 or $33,000 that was walked into the station just a few days ago because we're just so high and mighty. We should just simply give it back, shouldn't we?
Any other comments? Go ahead, Michael.
So you said that the bylaws allow you not to hear from people not in a signal area. Bylaws say members affiliated with that radio station shall be eligible for appointment to a committee. That has nothing to do with who can speak at the meeting. That if anybody on the call has a comment to make, they should be heard. I'm interested in knowing what the comment is. Committee. Thank you.
Wait, which section of the bylaws is that?
Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 10, Local Station Board Advisory Committees. Members affiliated with that radio station shall be eligible for appointment to a committee. That's all it says. It doesn't restrict participation in meetings in any way. So if there's someone on the call with certain information, the committee has an interest in hearing it, whether that person is a member of our station or not.
Looking this up, Article 7, Section 10. I don't really have. Oh, here it is. This is under time and place of meetings. Meetings shall be held within the local radio station area in facilities of sufficient size to accommodate members affiliated with that radio station and the public, preferably in the station.
Yes, but we're on an electronic call. We've all agreed to electronic communications as far as the committee is concerned. I'm saying as a member of the committee, I have an interest in hearing from any member of the public who has something to share about this topic. I'd like to hear it.
The mic to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Michael.
To the stack.
I have a question actually both for Michael and Kim because there appears to be a different reading of this. If I understand... And please, nothing personal here. If I understand what Kim is saying and Michael is saying is not the case, Kim is saying that even if you're a member of the station but reside outside the listening area, you can't be a member. If that is the case, and I leave it to whoever it is that will adjudicate this, that unfortunately that would exclude Sue Cohn Johnson, nothing personal, because she doesn't live in the listening area. I would suggest that in the future, that's something that should be looked into because we live in an area where you can listen to the station outside the area, but the rules are the rules, and whichever way the rules are, they should be applied fairly to all comers, whether it's, I don't remember the name of the other woman that's been asking to be recognized, or Sue.
I'll just respond to that, Michael, that Serene is a member of WBAI and has been on the LSB there and the PNB. So that's her station.
Objection. Objection to outing a member who has not identified themselves or a participant.
Exactly.
It's not allowed. The bylaws don't allow that, and that's been cited already today. It's rude. It's
very
not allowed.
A violation. Bella would like to be recognized, please.
Yeah, John Wenger would like to be recognized, and he has spoken since
yeah,
Bella's spoken
ahead,
many times.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Lauren's
yeah,
on the stack.
Oh, my God. Lawrence, I didn't hear you. But I
Lawrence, somebody muted me because I was screaming. Somebody muted me and had to log back in. So I don't know who's muting, but it's not an appropriate thing to do. I'd like to be heard.
I will put you down. Nobody's muting anyone, Lawrence.
You know, somebody muted me.
Nobody muted. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Wenger,
it's okay with
ahead.
Me. Lawrence goes. Lawrence can go first if he wants because if he's muted by an accident or something, the stuff I can say can be said after what Lawrence says. I'll postpone
Lawrence.
It until after.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's not
let the perfect be the evil of the good. So I'll overlook that. But I was obviously muted, whether it was on purpose or a mistake. But I just want to say that the way we are treating the public, I contribute to other stations as well. And sometimes I attend their LSP meetings. And sometimes I don't. A lot of times I don't because I got a lot of stuff going on in my life. So in regards to, justifying a very nebulous clause in the bylaws to essentially gag somebody is really an inappropriate thing to do at this time of financial crisis when we could use all the contributions that we can get for our station. So, you know, this really has to be taken a look at because this is very uncivil. It is akin to running a meeting like it's authoritarian. This is not okay. I am not okay with being muted as well. So I don't care what anybody says. I was muted, and that's not okay. I don't think people should be muted selectively. If there's a special rule in regards to muting, then that should be across the board, not just selectively applied to the people that you don't agree with. Because there's a lot of things I don't agree with people, but I still talk to them civilly and I still get along with them, unless they're doing detrimental harm to the foundation. Then I really stay away from them. So that's all I wanted to say. And this idea that the public cannot be heard is a really bad practice. It's the worst practice that could be practiced. So that's all.
Lawrence, I object to your saying that either Fred or I muted you. I did not, nor did Fred.
I did not say you or Fred. I said that somebody muted me, Chair. That's what I said.
Lawrence,
I didn't say Fred or him.
Lawrence, be quiet, because there are only two people who can do that. It would be me, or it would be Fred. Or it could be yourself. Or it could be it could be your internet provider. I did not do it, and Fred did not do it. If I'm going to mute somebody, I'm going to take a vote. Okay? You will know when you're muted if I mute you. End of story. And please do not disparage anyone on this committee again about that.
Chair, may I have a point of personal privilege? I did not disparage anybody. I mentioned that I was muted. However it happened, I did not mute myself. You know, I don't do that. And I don't mute other people as well. So, and I did not mention any names. I did not disparage anybody. If the shoe fits, where is it?
John Wenger is next.
Yeah. With regard to a membership and this whole issue of who gets to speak, the bylaws, I don't have them in front of me right now, but I recall clearly that the bylaws had a situation whereby a person can be a member of all five stations in Pacifica, but they have to designate one of them as their active membership. So, for example, I could join WBAI, but I have rights as a KPFK member, and so I can participate fully. If I wanted to speak at a WBAI meeting, they might allow me or not, but I wouldn't have a right to demand it. I would be considered an outsider of the membership area. So you get one primary membership, and that's it. Now, with regard to our own LSB rules for committee participation, the idea is that the members of the committee have priority to speak over non-members. So if there's time allowed available, then sometimes the non-members of the committee, for example, this committee, might be allowed to speak, but that's at the discretion of the body, the committee itself, and the chair. So this person, and with regard to the outing, I think that's really kind of I guess maybe that happened. But the fact of the matter is that particular member is well, very well known and extremely competent, and I recognize her voice. But the fact is that member, primary membership is in another signal area in New York City. So those are my three comments. I'm done.
Bella to the SAC. I have been on the SAC.
Bella, this
and,
is the first
time.
I'm hearing from, please stop. Bella, you have not been on the stack, but if you'd like to be on the stack, I will put you on the end of the stack. I have Sue Cohen Johnson next. Was there someone else who wants to be on the stack?
I do, indeed, wish to be on the stack as a KPFK member.
Go ahead, Sue Cohen Johnson.
Well, it's a little complicated. There are those who can vote and those who can speak but not vote. And then there are those who are members or also LSB members. And there's a public comment policy, and just because they can contribute but not vote, they're all separate cases. That's all. Thanks.
This is Kim, and I am going to make a motion as a compromise here. First of all, I want to say that it is in the bylaws that the LSB has public comment. Period. End of story. They have public comment as required in the bylaws. That's well laid out. My motion is to that we end the meeting at 5:45 and have public comment from 5:45 until 6. Any discussion?
Bella has been on the stack.
Anyone else who wants to be on the discuss this motion?
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Michael Novick.
Okay, go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. So the issue here is not about a voting member. The issue here is not about membership. The issue here is about allowing the public space to speak. I have motioned a number of times at this committee that we need to insert at least 2 public comment spaces. It has been voted down twice. Just for the record, I want that to be on the record. And no committee should vote down the privilege and the availability and the democracy process to allow public speakers to chime in on whatever they want to talk about. It is not for us to deny, or a chair to deny, public access. Period. This is not about membership or voting. This is about a public being able to be heard, and this committee continues to shut them down. This is very disingenuous, Ms. Kaufman, because you came on to the LSB this past Sunday and you said, that should not be. Everyone should be allowed to speak, or something to that effect. But this committee has done everything possible to disallow and not hear, even taking votes to whether or not to allow public members to speak. This is horrendous. This is a major violation. This is not the ethos. It does not comport with the ethos of the mission or the bylaws of Pacifica.
Sue Cohen Johnson.
I think that allowing the public to comment after the meeting is over is not enough. Thank you.
My motion is not for the end of the meeting, but not after the meeting, Sue.
I heard it.
It's not after the meeting.
It is to me.
Okay.
And it is
well,
to me also.
Okie doke. Michael Novick, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Sue. I think that common practice on committees in the past has been that anyone on the call, after the members speak, if it's someone else who's not a member but is participating has something to say before the committee votes on something, they should be heard. I think that would unnecessarily lengthen the meetings. I think that leaving public comments or a separate section at the end of the meeting is the purpose of having public comments. The members of the committee who vote have a right to hear from the public, and the members of the public who are there have a right to speak and to be heard. I think that it would improve our deliberations. We have a standard policy of allowing people to speak for the topic at hand. Each person can speak once, and then each member can speak once, and then we would hear from well, we have a second round if time permits. And I think that that is the policy to follow.
Doug Stack.
This is Grace for the Stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
And I was on the staff but haven't been called yet. This is Beth.
You were called. I crossed your name out, Beth. If you'd like to be on again, I'll put you on after Grace.
I was on the stack.
Right.
I was not called.
You were
called. For other items earlier. I was not called. I'm sitting right here listening, paying attention to everyone. Please call on me when it's my turn.
Okay, Beth, then go ahead.
Or you'll hear about it again.
Okay, well, I will let you go. I have you down, and I crossed you off as having spoken, but maybe I was mistaken. Go ahead, Beth.
If I misunderstood you when you announced this motion, then I would acknowledge that. I understood you to say that you were proposing that we proceed with the meeting, and then it would end, and then we would take public comment, which would assure that public comment doesn't count. as part of the public record. And I would, if that's what you were proposing, I would oppose that. If that's not what you were proposing, then that's a moot point. But I still think that putting public comment only at the end of the meeting, after all of our deliberations, after all decisions have been made, assures that first that the public isn't heard in a timely manner when what people say can be taken into account, and it denies the voting members of the committee the input that can be gained from listening to public comment. So I would oppose that as impractical and unfair. Thank you.
Go ahead, Grace.
Sue Stack, any valuable policy can be taken to an extreme that makes it unworkable. So if anybody from the public is allowed to speak and 300 people want to speak, and they're each given 2 minutes to speak or 1 minute to speak, the meeting could take 24 or 48 hours, for this sake. So this should be taken up by governance, and it can be. It's workable when there is a limited number of people from the public who want to have a say in the committee meeting, but it can also be taken to the point of ridiculousness. Now, we've been discussing something that's not relevant to the business of the Finance Committee. And I would like to call for the orders of the day and get back to the agenda. We're spending too much time. The purpose of Robert's Rules is to get the business of the organization accomplished, not to go on and on. I think that at this point in time, what's practical is to let that person speak for some limited amount of time and move on with the agenda.
Grace,
I would like to suggest.
Okay. Well, I will suggest that you make a substitute motion right now to have governance take this up and make a policy for all the committees.
Point of information.
Can you do that, Grace? You want to do that, Grace?
Point of information.
Okay. No.
I'm speaking, yeah. Bella. I'm waiting for an answer. Do you want to do that, Grace?
Okay. I would like to propose that we allow... I would like to propose that we allow 4 minutes of public comment for anybody to speak to this motion that's on the floor, and then move back to considering the motion on the agenda. That's what I would like to move. Four minutes of public comment for anybody who's on this call right now, and then move to the agenda item.
Sue Quickie.
Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Sue.
If they can't speak until after the end of the meeting, then they can't speak on the motion that is pending.
Sue,
thank you.
Grace just made a motion, so we're speaking to that motion.
Okay, my motion is a substitute motion to Kim's motion to have public.
Yeah, I got that.
So that's what we're speaking on now. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I'm opposed to the motion because of this gaslighting that happened.
Which motion?
The motion, the substitute motion. That's what's on the floor, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I'm opposed to that motion because, you know, this whole idea, I remember when the waiver argument was made, the waiver, the denial of waivers was parallel to being afraid that people from the John Birch Society will request waivers and take over the station. So I think something more reasonable could be made, and I ask Grace to reconsider. Thank you.
Bella on the stack.
Go ahead, Bella.
I'm sorry, excuse me, Mike, I've got the point of personal privilege. I was knocked off the call. I don't know what the motion is. Could somebody repeat it?
Grace made a substitute to my motion. Did you hear my motion?
I heard your motion. I did not hear Grace's.
Okay, I'm going to read it for you. That Grace said 4 minutes for public comments on this agenda item right now. And then go vote on this agenda item. That's her substitute.
Bella is on the stack.
Go ahead, Bella.
Okay, thank you. So the public cannot be restricted. Again, I am repeating myself. The public cannot be restricted as to what they are going to speak on. If they want to chime in on any motion, so be it. You cannot restrict public comment, nor time. You can give them a certain time window, like it's done at other committees, but you cannot limit them to a particular motion. I am against your motion, Kim, and I am against any substitute motion. Thank you. I want the public to be heard. We don't need motions for that. We are grown up. We are grown up the last time I checked. Thank you. Let's move on.
Anyone else?
Mike.
Go ahead, Michael.
In the interest of time and getting some of the actual business of the committee taken care of, I'd like to ask that both Kim and Grace withdraw their motions with the understanding that this be brought to governance for resolution, because that's probably where this belongs, and let's not waste any more time on this now.
Michael, I agree with you, but I already tried to ask Grace to make that substitute, and she declined to do so. So we are stuck with her having to dispose of her substitute before we can do that. When this is resolved, you can certainly make that motion to have governance take up this issue and make a policy that applies to all committees in the future, because there is no policy for it. But right now, we have to deal with Grace's substitute.
May I speak?
Yeah. Yeah. John Wenger into the queue, too.
Go ahead, Wenger.
May I?
Yeah, I agree with Michael. Before I complained about denial of service attacks on the operations of the committee, this is what you might call a Robert's Rules of Order attack on the work of the committee. The fact is, this is clearly belongs to governance, not here. We're wasting our time. And I call on everybody, just vote this down. People should have the grace. Grace, you should have the grace to withdraw your motion, because it's delaying the committee and the clock is moving towards 6 o'clock. Please
withdraw.
I'd like
to. This is great.
May I be
go
on
ahead,
the stack?
Grace. No, we're not taking public comment now. Grace, go ahead.
Okay. If this is referred to governance, which I don't disagree with, but the problem is, if this is referred to governance, there is still a desire on the part of the public in this meeting to speak, in which case it would be up to the chair to decide whether or not to let the public speak on this agenda item. I am just saying that in my motion, let's open that up and then get back to the agenda. If this is referred to governance, there'll still be the same problem of what do we do in this meeting. So, and I think that Michael Heiss has every right to make a motion to refer this whole ball of wax to governance, but I think that because a second amendment could be made, a second substitute. But in Michael's motion, he should stipulate what should happen with public comment in this meeting.
Oy.
Because there are still significant people on this call who want to speak, and it could be assumed to be, and we can argue about it forever. So referring this to governance is not going to eliminate the problem in this meeting.
How many people
Lawrence was the point of order, Chair.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Grace is correct. There's an opportunity for 3 substitute motions to be made on one motion.
That's incorrect. You can make 2 amendments period. You can't make three substitute motions. We have to deal with the substitute motion. I don't see any
there's only one
substitute
on there's
right.
only
so
one
we have
substitute
to vote
on the
down,
floor.
We have to vote
and
down
Jim,
her substitute first.
No, not if it's substituted, Chair. That's what I'm saying. If Michael makes the motion to refer to governance, then that's a substitute. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Go ahead, Michael.
I wasn't making a motion. I was making a suggestion.
Yes, we understand that, Michael. Lawrence was saying you could make that as a motion, as a substitute motion now. Go ahead, Novick.
Yes. In the existing LSB membership policies and committees, point number 8 says all those attending committee meetings and respecting common rules of decorum will have voice when recognized by the chair, even if not members of the committee, but only members will count towards quorum and have a vote. So the existing policy that was adopted by the LSB allows non-members of the committee to have a voice if recognized by the chair. And I think the simplest solution to all of this would be for the chair to recognize people who wish to speak at an appropriate time on a topic under discussion by the committee.
May I speak?
No, John Tatum. We have not determined what we're going to do yet. Michael, this is something that needs to be further fleshed out in governance, because you're saying they can speak on specific agenda items. Other people are saying they can talk to about whatever they want. So we already have, you know, separate issues here. And if it's up to the chair has kind of said, you know, I'd like to get through what is on our agenda and not spend, you know, all of our meeting doing this kind of stuff. But here we are.
You brought this on yourself by refusing to recognize the person who has to speak when they ask to speak.
Pardon me?
Topic under discussion.
I would like to speak on the point of privilege.
I have to go. I have a governance committee that I have to go to. So
thank you for telling me, Lawrence.
Good night.
Okay.
Who is on the stack? Beth.
Beth? Did I hear someone else?
Bella.
Okay, go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. We have been stuck on this point, on this agenda item, for far, far longer than it would have taken simply to accommodate the requests to be heard and go on. In other committees, public comment like this is simply incorporated into the flow of the dialogue. And I propose we do that today and leave this for governance to take up as they will without the need to wrestle through another motion. I think we can and should just get on with the bleeping business today. And I would like to hear from John Tatum. Thank you.
I heard Bella on the stack.
So we have lost trust of our time because the chair has refused to allow the public to speak. And I want the public to be heard as soon as possible and not limited to what they have to speak to. And I would also like to hear from the parliamentarian, Mr. John Tatum. Thank you.
Are we ready to vote on Grace's substitute motion?
Could you please reread it?
Allow 4 minutes for public comment on this agenda item right now.
That's okay. 4 minutes per person or total?
That's not the motion. That's not the substitute motion, Kim.
That's what I wrote down. So
okay. The substitute motion is to allow 4 minutes a public comment to anybody on this call who wishes to speak. 4 minutes. Let me modify it. 4 minutes of public comment
total for whoever is left, who's not a member of the committee who wishes to speak without restriction. And then to go back to the agenda item that we were on before this, the public comment issue came up.
Okay. So let me hear, can I hear who, how many people are on this call who want to speak in public comments who are not members of this committee?
Dan McCrory.
I do, John Tatum.
Okay. I heard Dan McCrory.
Doug?
Okay.
I heard woman also.
We have four people. Okay. So,
how do you want to time this?
I'm taking a vote, Michael. We're voting on Grace's amendment, a substitute motion.
If you want to make it 6 minutes total, go ahead. Go for it. That's 90 seconds each.
Well, that's your amendment. So we can first vote on 6 minutes, 90 seconds each. Okay. Who votes yes? Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Kim Aaron. Alan Beek. Fred Blair. Fred Blair? All right. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
I should have asked if there's any objections.
Exactly.
Are there any objections? Okay, no objections. Now we're going to vote on that as the main motion. Any objections on the main motion?
Would you read the main motion?
6 minutes at 90 seconds each of public comments total without restriction.
That was the substitute motion.
Yes, it became the main motion because there was no objection.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Any objections to this? I hear no objections,
I'd like to have it noted that I abstain.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so this motion prevails. I have Dan McCrory, John Tatum, Serene, and Doug Barnett. Go ahead, John McCrory.
Janine Rose.
You just outed everyone again.
I'm sorry. I just want to say my intention to be a voting member of the committee. In a couple of meetings.
Dan, please speak. I can't hear you. Just start over again, please.
It is my intention to be a voting member of this committee after I've been at two more meetings. So thank you. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Okay, John Tatum.
Okay, good evening, everyone. And Madam Chair, thank you for recognizing me. I have 3 points, and I will be very quick about the three. I wanted to speak to something that came up earlier in the meeting about the appeal process. It is true that when someone raises a point of order, it does not require a second. But when someone appeals from the decision of the chair, it does require a second, and that's because there more than one person that wants to object to the ruling of the chair. So just one person cannot appeal. It would have to be that would have to be seconded. The next point is I noticed that in your bylaws it says public comment. Every meeting has public comment for not less than 30 minutes. So even though you might chunk them up in 4-minute chunks, the total time for each meeting would be 30 minutes. And finally, on the current motions that are being voted on now, I wanted you to know that the motion to refer something to the governance committee outranks any substitute in any main motions that are already on the floor.
97 so times.
So finally, when someone made the motion to refer to the governance committee, that was the motion that should have been voted on because it outranks the main motion and the substitute. Thank you very much.
I heard an unnamed person who claims to be a member. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I haven't heard from some of you in a long time. Hello. Just quickly, with regard to the motion that was on the floor, Beth spoke to it. I believe Bella spoke to it. I think that the motion should be tabled. I don't think it should be voted on tonight. I think there needs to be some discussion about where we accept money from. If the KKK gave us a bunch of money, would we just take it? I don't know. I have to wonder sometimes about some things happening in Pacifica, and I say that with a lot of pain, actually. But I do think there should be some standards put around the sources from which we accept funds. But on the other hand, I also don't think the LSB needs to approve every time someone wants to do an event or something to benefit the station. The rule is to hire competent management and then let them manage. So if if you want to propose guidelines or, you know, for the types of organizations or entities with which we want to do that kind of business or which ones we don't want, however you frame it, that's one thing. But I don't think the LSB needs to examine every proposal that comes across the desk. That's why we hire management. And with regard to the membership restriction, one can be a member of any station and take any role in any station that they wish, provided there's no legal contravention. The only time where one is forced to choose is when it comes to voting. You can only vote
90-second time.
Thanks. You can only vote in one station area, and regardless of where you live, no one else gets to determine for you where your primary membership rests. Thank you.
And Doug Barnett.
I just wanted to appreciate that this is the first time that a non-committee member has been allowed to speak, neither last meeting nor the prior one. Thank you.
All right.
This is Janine Roan. Can I be recognized?
Not right now, Janine. In a minute.
Okay.
I'd just like
to know that I'm counted as present.
I got
I've
you.
Said it a few times. Thank you.
Yes, you did, and I acknowledged it already. I want to say that John Tatum said that the bylaws say that there's 30 minutes of public comment. That is for the LSB. That is for the LSB, not for committees. And that is maybe correct that a referral motion trumps other substitutes, but nobody made that motion. Nobody made the motion to refer to governance. So I tried to get people to do that, but that didn't happen. Okay, so I guess we're back on dealing with the agenda item at hand. Are there any further comments on this?
Staff would like to address this motion.
Who?
Beth.
Beth, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I think that this motion does touch on a number of things that do need to be addressed. We do need policies on this. I haven't had time enough with this motion to go to weigh in great detail. I don't think it's actually ready. I think it needs further work. And so as it is, I think... I'm not able to support it in its current form, so I recognize the legitimacy of the issues. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Bella DeSoto to the staff.
Okay, Bella, go ahead.
Yes, I'm also against this motion. This motion is really micromanaging to the tilt. We do need some policy, some overall guidelines, but this is really not the way to go. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, well, I want to give an example of this current parking lot event that was announced at the LSB. And this was not run by management. Management did not know about it. They weren't asked about it. My understanding is management has said, no, we can't do this. We do not have liability insurance. So this is why, to avoid this kind of situation where there is no collaboration between staff or people who want to do these events and management. And not having liability insurance is, I mean, a very, very big deal. And we do need management to oversee this and be apprised of it, as opposed to what's been happening where some committee just says to management, we're doing this. And I'm trying to set a policy that would improve the way these things happen. So that was my motivation for doing this. And if this gets voted down, something still needs to happen, because you can't just have people telling management, we're doing this, we're using the facilities, we're using the name of Pacifica, and, you know, you can't stop us. So,
Chair, this is Janine. I'd like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Janine.
Bella's on the stack.
It's okay.
Bella was not on the stack. No, Bella was not on the stack, Janine. I spoke because there was no stack left. And, Janine, we haven't heard from you yet today, so go ahead.
Well, I'll admit that I'm coming in a little bit late to understand what you're talking about. Are we discussing a policy, or is this a finance we're looking to recommend some kind of financing of liability insurance? I don't understand what the subject matter is pertaining to finance.
We're discussing the policy that's been on the agenda for the last two or three meetings. So we're finally getting to that agenda item. And it's a policy.
Okay, which one is that?
It's the one about fundraising. I read it a while ago.
Madam Chair, this is Bella. May I be right?
I'm not finished speaking. This is to protect the liability, to protect KPFK with events that aren't covered with insurance. It leaves KPFK or Pacifica in very big legal jeopardy. That's what this was for.
Madam Chair,
it's the first item in unfinished business in the agenda.
Right. It's called Policy for Fundraising Events or Efforts Not Initiated by KPFK Management or LSB.
Can I follow up? Because I don't see how that's pertaining to Finance Committee specifically, and I'm not trying to be irritating. I just really, okay. Is there something about this that is a Finance Committee matter?
Well, I think it's self-evident. I'll let John Wenger speak to it.
Yeah. Janine, in the past, back when Grace and I were on the board together, we had a situation where basically the LSB people were concerned that all the money in a fundraiser was not showing up and going into the bank. And so a bunch of procedures were put into place, and I'm surprised they're not still in place. But the point is, we wanted to, you wanted to have the chain of custody when money, if you had a fundraising thing, maybe a concert or something, you want the cash collected, maybe Amy Goodman speaks, you collect the cash, and then and it's counted there locally at the event, and then it goes into a bag and it goes into the depository. No possibility of diversion. This is an extension of that. I'm surprised we still don't have those procedures, because they were important before, and they'll always be important. You can't have funds diverted. That's a financial committee issue.
Okay, I'm sorry. Chain of custody of the funds. Now I understand. Thank you.
And related things like people being hurt at a fundraiser. There's a hole in the parking lot. You have an event out there, and someone sprains their ankle and sues, and we don't have insurance.
Or goes into the building and does something. But I attached to the to this motion, the previous policy for cash collection motion that John Wenger is speaking about. That was passed. It has not been used. So I'm reminding people that this policy is on the books, and we do not have accounting for these kinds of events for a whole lot of years. That people are claiming events have been had and so much money has been raised for KPFK. Okay, I heard Bella, and then is there anyone else?
Well, I just have a question. If the policy is still in effect, why wouldn't you simplify things and say, let's remind everybody that the policy is still in effect and Finance Committee is concerned about it, wants the LSB to make sure that we follow that policy?
That's kind of why it's here. It's just a reminder that it got passed. And I did provide some suggestions for how it could be updated for our present circumstances. So that's, I mean, I'm just restating it because some people are new and they don't know about this. But, yeah, it's still there on the books. And I think people should be aware of it and start actually acting on it. So that was the initial, you know, of a piece.
Yeah.
Bella's on the chat.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes. So this policy that you are submitting here, I understand that 2011, the July 20, 2011 policy, I recall that policy clearly that was being talked about, and it was finally drafted. And that policy was followed for quite a while. Then it was dropped, ignored. But what you have done, Kim Kaufman, is you have rewritten a fundraising policy to suit your personal guidelines in micromanaging an entire
point of order
paradigm of fundraising, and that is
go ahead, Raymond.
Then I also
this is not
Raymond.
Addressing the motion.
I have the
it
floor.
Is out of order. It's I need to disabuse the speaker of the difference between insulting someone and speaking to a motion. Thank you.
I am speaking to the motion.
No, you're actually not, Bella. You are speaking to my intentions. And speak to the motion. If you don't like the motion, and you want, Bella, I am speaking. I am speaking, and I am supporting Raymond's point of order. Now, if you don't like parts of this motion, feel free to make amendments to it or revise it, whatever you want to do. But you will not insult anyone on this committee or any members of this committee or other people.
Let me speak. I'm not insulting you.
Do not speak to people's intentions.
Okay. You brought up the Spanish language programming. because they were planning an event at the parking lot. And if the station wants to collaborate with whomever wants to have a fundraising event at the parking lot, they should collaborate and work together with that organization, those groups of people. But that is not what they have chosen to do. Management has chosen not to work with those people, right? And that is what I am objecting. You brought that up, Kim Kaufman, right? You brought that up because it was announced at the LSB on Sunday.
John, interview.
Go ahead, Wenger, and then I'd like to
speak. Yeah, here's what I think. I really think this is not a partisan issue. Well, part of it's partisan and part of it isn't, but a whole lot of it is nonpartisan. Bella and I and the people around before, we all agree this was a good policy before, and for whatever reason, management stopped following it. So the thing that should come out of this thing immediately is that Finance Committee asks the LSB to basically communicate with management, make sure management follows this existing policy. So that's point one, and we should get that done today. Now, the second thing is, it's been a long time, back since 2011, I guess, or whatever it was. It would be useful for me to see the old test.
Wenger, one second. Can people mute?
That's helpful, yeah. It would be useful for me to see the old policy and then the amendment to it, as Kim suggests, and that could be a good topic for next month.
It's in the agenda, Wenger. I put it in the agenda. Please mute if you're not John Wenger. Thank you.
Well, I guess the thing is, Kim, as it's presented, it sounds like it reads like a brand new motion from you, and it's not clear. This is the editing and revisions of the old thing. So that's the thing that's not clear and makes it hard for people to understand.
John, if you look at the agenda, it's very clear. This is one motion, and then I write, this is a previous policy, but the...
That's right.
I explained it. Okay, well, I'm clarifying now. The second part, where it has yellow lettering, denotes revisions to the policy that we could make, because we don't have the staff that we did before. So, there's single policy for fundraising events or efforts. That's the policy that is new that we're really talking about. The other one is just like, this needs to be followed, and we could update it if we wanted to.
I'm not finished, Bella.
But I have one more thing to say, and Bella just said what I think Bella had said previously was that the management won't talk to the programmers, so therefore the programmers feel that they don't have to talk to management about doing these kinds of events. And that's
a
big problem. Bella, do not interrupt. I will let you speak after I have finished speaking, which I have not done. But this is the problem. There is a lack of communication, and the general manager is responsible for the legal liability of KPFK and Pacifica. And just to say, well, they're not talking to us, so we're not going to talk to them, and we're just going to do this, or whatever iteration of that. This motion is basically to say that if programmers want to do something, they have to talk to the general manager and okay it. As to time, as to availability of staff, as to legal liability insurance, and those things. That's the protection that we need to make sure is in place.
Bella, go ahead.
Point of personal privilege.
What do you mean?
Can we take it down a notch?
Janine,
thank you.
Can people mute if they are not speaking, first of all?
No, I'm asking for a point of personal privilege.
you've had it, and we're through with that. Bella is next on the stack, and she can speak now.
Okay, sorry, okay. I missed that. What was the question?
Bella, go ahead and speak.
Okay, so thank you. I motion that we take the policy, the original policy that was passed on July 20th, 2011, that John and I recall was used or practiced and adhered to for quite a while during fundraisers, and that we bring that up to governance so that it goes to the agenda as a reminder and it goes to management. And I want to correct the record. You misrepresented what I said. I never said that programmers do not want to collaborate and work with management. That is not what I said. I said that the programmers are trying to help the station and that there should be collaboration between the two sides. But there isn't, because management just wants to blockade every single effort that the programmers initiate. And so when we have, if somebody can mute, can someone mute, please? When we have an impasse like that, it is a very difficult terrain to navigate.
Okay.
When management has no interest to negotiate and collaborate with the people that want to put up an event to help the station. That's what I said. Thank you.
Point of information.
And I motion. I have a motion on the floor.
And what is your motion exactly? I'll deal with you in a second,
again,
Ruth.
That the policy for cash collection and or merchandise sales at all public events put on by KPFK and or the LSB, passed by the LSB on July 20th, 2011, be reintroduced to the Governance Committee for insertion to the next LSB meeting so that it goes to management. That's a refresher.
Raymond, to the stack.
Okay. I have a question from Ruth. Go ahead. Ruth?
I don't think that's right. It's not democratic.
Okay. Ruth? Strauss?
Hi. You know, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I will now. I don't
Ruth.
Yes.
I'll put you on the stack if you want to be on the stack, but that's not, you're not asking a question.
I do have a point of information. That's what I said.
A question about the rules. Am I breaking the rules? Not a question about this policy. Like, can we make this motion to move it to governance? But that would be a point of order, actually.
That is not the motion.
Oh, my God. No. Bella, stop. Please, stop.
Please let me just say what I have to say.
Can I let Ruth speak first? Go ahead, Ruth.
All I wanted to say was that when I was listening to the LSB meeting and Bella proposed this, it sounded like it had come out of thin air. It did not sound like it was something that had been passed through management first and then told not to do it or whatever. The first I ever heard about this parking lot thing was from Bella, as though it were a fait accompli, and it didn't sound like it had been vetted at all. So I was just asking that question. Thank you.
Point of information.
Can I respond?
Bella. Raymond is next on the stack, and Michael Heiss has a question.
No, I have a point of information. We've got 5 minutes left.
I understand. That's not a point of information, but
it's a point of whatever.
Yeah. Go ahead, Raymond.
It's my understanding that the motion that's on the floor is not, I repeat, is not a motion on a policy for cash collection, et cetera. It is a motion regarding the policy for fundraising events or efforts not initiated by KPFK management or LSB. And
you are correct.
If we get to the other one, that's a different story, but that is not what's on the table.
That's correct. And that's correct. And she was making it as, I guess, a substitute motion. I don't know what it was, but it's irrelevant to the agenda item that we're dealing with.
Bella motions. I have a motion on the floor. Or substitute. It would be a substitute to your motion, Kim.
Yeah, but it's irrelevant. It's not your main to the motion that is on the floor, so I'm rejecting it. Bella, I have not finished speaking. Do not interrupt me. It is not germane to the motion
point
on the floor.
Point of personal privilege. I need to leave the meeting.
For fundraising events.
I need to leave the meeting. This is and so upsetting to listen to.
Okay, thank you very much, Janine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So Bella's motion is out of order. We have
no time yet.
We have 1 minute left in this meeting. Do we want to postpone debating on this fundraising events motion until the next meeting, and people can review it and or revise it if they want? That is my motion right now.
Bella, to the staff.
Yeah. I second your motion, Kim.
Thank you. Go ahead, Bella.
We have not dealt with two other items on the agenda, as I suspected, and we need to shift to Zoom as of our next meeting. There's no
point of order.
Yes, Bella is out of order. The meeting is at time certain. So, you know, we took up a lot of time doing stuff that wasn't relevant to this meeting, and here we are. Can I get a vote to postpone this motion for further deliberation at the next meeting? Grace, how do you
vote?
Yes, how do you vote, Grace?
Objections?
Any objections to postponing this until the next meeting? I hear no objections. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah.